Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1033, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, cross-examination. I know what time it was when I met Mary because I looked at Keeley's clock at the corner of Oliver and Bellwood where I caught the car. She caught the car at Oliver and Lindsay where I caught the car at Oliver and Bell Street. She got on before I did, at the block before. I didn't say anything before the coroner's jury about seeing a clock there, but I did see one. I know it was about 7 minutes after 12 when I got off at Marietta Street because I can tell by the sun. I lived in the country, and when I got off, I looked at the sun. Mary got off the streetcar with me. No, she didn't ride on to Hunter Street, I am sure of that. She walked on down to the pencil factory on the right-hand side of Forsyth Street. Newt Lee, colored, sworn for the state. On the 26th day of April, 1913, I was night watchman at the National Pencil Factory. I had been night watchman there for about 3 weeks. When I began working there, Mr. Frank carried me around and showed me everything that I would have to do. I would have to get there at 6 o'clock on weekdays, and on Saturday evenings I have to come at 5 o'clock. On Friday, the 25th of April, he told me, "Tomorrow is a holiday, and I want you to come back at 4 o'clock. I want to get off a little earlier than I have been getting off." I got to the factory on Saturday about 3 or 4 minutes before 4. The front door was not locked. I pushed it open, went on in, and got to the double door there. I was paid off Friday night at 6 o'clock. It was put out that everybody would be paid off then. Every Saturday when I get off, he gives me the keys at 12 o'clock, so that if he happened to be gone when I get back there at 5 or 6 o'clock, I could get in, and every Monday morning I return the keys to him. The front door has always been unlocked on previous Saturday afternoons. After you go inside and come up about middle ways of the steps, there are some double doors there. It was locked on Saturday when I got there. I have some keys that I had before. I took my keys and unlocked it. When I went upstairs, I had a sack of bananas, and I stood to the left of that desk like I do every Saturday. I says like I always do, "All right, Mr. Frank," and he come bustling out of his office. He had never done that before. He always called me when he wanted to tell me anything and said, "Step here a minute, Newt." This time he came up rubbing his hands and says, "Newt, I am sorry I had you come so soon. You could have been at home sleeping. I tell you what you do. You go out in town and have a good time." He had never let me off before that. I could have laid down there in the shipping room and gone to sleep, and I told him that. He says, "You needs to have a good time. You go downtown, stay an hour and a half, and come back your mealtime at 6 o'clock. Be sure and be back at 6 o'clock. I then went out the door and stayed until about 4 minutes to 6. When I came back, the doors were unlocked just as I left them.